You're listening to 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. What you just heard was some pre-recorded, super fantastic from back in Canada Day this year. I'm going to play a bit more from that session. You Say Party, We Say Die is now setting up in studio. They're going to be on very, very shortly. Do not go anywhere. That's going to be fan-rific. Stick around for that. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jay? What do you have a comment made about the excitement that's tonight? Jay Arner from Fly Miss.
Things are going really great in the studio. I'm having a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of people are having fun. Ben is having a good time. We're all feeling pretty good. It's about 9 right now, 9 p.m. It's hard. There are no windows to, like, outside, so I don't know. We're in a bit of a bubble, but it's a fun one. The story may change in 12 hours or so, but we'll let you know how it goes.
It's great. Yeah, everybody's giving 110%. And, you know, listening to the coach, I don't know. No, whatever. I'm all super fantastic. And then You Say Party, We Say Die. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM live in studio with the Super Fantastics.
Yeah.
Matt and Steph.
My name
is Ben.
It is us.
So we have to talk a bit about on your way back or on your way, well, when you're in Alberta, mm-hmm. you went to Drumheller.
We did. We visited Drumheller and the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Dinosaurs, and it was a great time. Steph has a quite avid fascination with dinosaurs, and
it's quite childlike though because I don't actually know anything about them. About like, I don't know the technical terms or even...
You don't know the technologies behind them?
Nothing. The technologies behind dinosaurs. I don't... it's called childlike. It's just like, wow, look at this one.
But I think a lot of people do, too. Like, I do as well. And I went to Drumhella 2 for the first time this weekend. So
neat. What did you think?
It was fun. It was really awesome. Did you guys go into the big giant dinosaur? Did you see the big giant?
The one at the Visitor Information Center? No, we saw it. We drove past it, but we didn't stop and examine it.
We went up and we climbed up to the top.
Oh, you can climb to the top?
Yeah, you can pay like $5 and then it lets you climb up to the top and take pictures and stuff, yeah.
That's
neat. I went with my friend, you know Sheena.
Sheena Yoshida.
Yeah. So it's all good times. That was fun. You missed out. Next time.
Next time.
The museum itself is pretty cool. What was your favorite part of the museum?
I don't know. But I bought a ring afterward.
Oh, yeah?
That was really cool. Like for 99 cents, it had a Triceratops on it, and it was green and awesome. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to have this ring whole tour, and I'm going to bring it home and show everyone I went to Drumheller. And then I forgot it at our first show in Calgary.
Oh.
So it's at Vern somewhere.
I
think my favorite part was there's a part of the museum where you walk in and it's supposed to be underwater, so the floor below you is glass and the walls are glass. And we walked in there and Steph just turns to me and says, Matt, I can't be in here.
No, I have this claustrophobic thing. I can't even watch documentaries that are underwater documentaries because it feels like I'm under the water and it freaks me out.
Oh. Yeah, well, that I get a little bit of that. I watched, have you seen Planet Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, on Planet Earth,
I skipped the water.
There's this one water one where these scuba divers explore underwater caves, and these caves are completely dark because they're underwater, obviously, so they just have a light, and their path is only traced by a piece of string that they're pulling along with them from the boat. So if their light went out and they dropped the string, they would be helplessly lost in these underwater caves, and it showed them squeezing through these tiny crevices where they have to, contort their bodies to get through them, and you can just see the rocks scraping up against their oxygen tanks, and it was the scariest.
Scary.
And
then they discovered this species of a fish or some kind of underwater creature that doesn't have eyes because it never evolved to have eyes because it's never had to.
That's true.
Yeah, that was
those were interesting.
That was
and
interesting.
No pigment either.
Yeah, it was just all white with no eyes.
Nearly translucent.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's crazy. You know, I had the series, but I never finished watching it yet.
I should
go into it. So your worst nightmare would just be to watch like IMAX giant. Because last time I went to IMAX, I watched Under the Sea 3D. Was it 3D? Yeah, it's 3D on IMAX. You'll be totally creeped out.
Definitely. Yeah. IMAX kind of creeps me out anyway.
Yeah. I've never been to an IMAX.
Really? Should go. It's pretty amazing.
The new 3D stuff is pretty crazy. It's not like the old one where you wear green and orange. It sort of had this weird... It's way creepier.
Yeah, they have I can't figure it out, but they have glasses that look gray, like a grayscale.
Yeah.
But it really makes it look very real. And it's scary. Like, I have to take my glasses off while watching because it's scary because you actually flinch when something's coming near you.
I also watched U2 3D in IMAX. And that's creepy when Bono is right in your face.
Oh, I thought you said YouTube 3.
No, YouTube.
Let's
YouTube.
Let's watch some videos of kitties.
Keyboard cat.
Keyboard cat.
That would be awesome.
It's funny you mentioned keyboard cat. Stephanie actually made a keyboard cat video out of the infamous interview between Gian Gomeshi Billy Bob Thornton.
You know how people are making their own keyboard, play them off keyboard cat videos. Yeah, I made one out of there, and it has like 50,000 hits.
Really?
Something.
So it's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because everything else on my YouTube page is super fantastic or band related, and it's just a keyboard cat out there. It's got like millions more hits than any other one.
Like, playemoffkeyboardcat.com.
Yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I have to check that out. Hopefully this interview doesn't turn into the Billy Bob one.
Yeah.
I hope not.
There's things that I shouldn't talk about. Wait.
Actually.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Yeah, exactly. Matt, you're in Transformers too, right?
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Anyways, the Super Fantastics live in studio with us right now, and more songs.
This one's called Tonight, Tonight.
So this organ
art. I want to hang you from my wall. You'd make a perfect addition to my living room or kitchen, not hanging alone in some gallery hall where all those clumsy intellectuals try to explain every subtlety. But their pretentious accusations lacking base for validation, yeah, they just don't see what I see. You said I reminded you of Vincent Van Gogh, and I politely asked you why, but you said you didn't know. I'm just up to no good, but getting away with it, so.
All right, we are back. That was some pre-recorded Super Fantastics when they were back on the show a couple months ago. But now we have live in studio with us right now. I'm very excited. You say party, we say die.
Oh my God!
Run away, run away, run away, oh, oh, oh. Run away, run away.
louder than me.
In song my monitor. Called Laura Palmer's Prom. This next song is called Glory.
Fix up the game.
Yeah.
It's now Vivian plays the song.
Listen to the right folks go take a walk in the water. Smoke a drug, eat a don't drink a sex, we all sing. Pray to a god, run and let a little hand on a starter. Change the past, let it rot, they live on.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to do a quick introduction? Do we need to?
Yeah, let's do a quick introduction.
It's not too loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, you say party, we say die. On keyboards, Krista the Lion Lowen.
Oh!
On guitar, shredding the axe, Derek Ace Adam. On bass, making you do a little poopy in your doopy, we got Steve Frith O'Shea. On drums, myself, Devin Rage, and Ronald Butler Clifford. And on vocals, we got Becky Nick the Mink Ninkovich. Woo! Give it up!
Oh, wow. That was best band intro ever. And we've done this for 20 years. Good job, Dave.
That's why we give him a mic.
I think, can we keep you for the next, every week? Just come every week.
I'm all yours.
You say party, we say die. New album. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
X.
Yeah.
What is that about? XXX.
Well, when we made the first Dance Squad EP 5 years ago, I cut out some paper X's and incorporated them into the artwork. And when I did it, I thought to myself, there, a mark of love, I put it on the album. And for me, it was like secret L-O-V-E.
Awesome.
And so when we were making all these love songs and talking about what's with all these love songs, then I thought XXXX means love and everybody liked it.
Everybody gathered round.
We liked it.
Make a long story short.
Awesome. So this album, how does it compare to your last one or the first one?
I think it's entirely its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really feels like its own thing and really different from either album. And it's like a whole new time for us. And we've gone through a lot and this is what's come out of that. So.
Okay.
It's like comparing gold to lead.
This one's gold.
This one's gold. Oh, the others were lead. I don't know.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That sounds negative.
Well, it's really good.
Maybe steel or something that's not steel. Not as negative as lead.
Solid as steel, thin as aluminum.
It's brushed aluminum.
Yeah. But not brushed as aluminum, not as maybe, precious as this one.
Yeah.
And you guys have been
doing... It won't rust.
And you guys are doing a lot of promotion for this album. Somebody just texted me and said you guys on the cover Exclaim.
Oh, snap. And that's the truth.
With a really ridiculous picture.
Is it? I didn't see it. But last time you were here, you were also on the cover Exclaim.
What? You only have us over when we're on the cover of Exclaim.
That's the only reason you're our friend, isn't it,
Ben? I was like, what band should I have on? Like, oh, I just looked at the cover Exclaim. Like, Cuff the Duke was here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
You choose all your friends by who goes on the Exclaim cover, right?
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you, Ben.
Hey.
Ben, I just wanted to thank you for having your after party the same night of our CD release show, too. Oh. Really means a lot to us that you would totally stomp all over our bill like that.
Well, the word on the street, our show ends at 12. Oh. When did you guys...
What? When's your show end at?
At 12, midnight.
When
do you guys go on stage? Probably one.
After that?
After, whenever you get there.
There's going to be a truck that carries people over from our show to your show.
Yeah.
Sure.
I take back my sarcastic thanks.
It's a great show, I'm sure. Like if I'm just going to be that one, screw
they'll both be
the after party. It's all good. So you guys playing tomorrow night, Biltmore with Gang Violence?
That's right.
Should be great.
Yo, Gang Violence.
There are dogs.
Yeah, your dogs.
There are doggy walks.
They're my Bichon Frises.
And that starts at doors at 11.
11.
So, yeah.
11:20.
So, everybody who comes to our thing can just get drunk and head over to your show. It's all great. It's
yeah.
Exactly
perfect.
It's exactly what you want.
That's what we want. That's our heart's desire.
You say party, we say die, live on CITR. More songs. We'll come back and chat a bit more.
Suck it.
We're going to play a little song called Suck It.
This is a super rare song, unreleased. It's for a split 7-inch in the UK. Not going to be released in Canada. This song's called Suck It.
From the album Mom's Recipes.
This one's dedicated to Mar Duloc, Marcella.
Yeah.
but we're over the street now. Shh, all is still, but we're over the street now. Shh, all is still.
Party, we say die, live die. On CITR as part of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. We are into, what hour are we? Fourth hour, I guess.
Oh, so long left to go.
Soon it will be the dawning of the era of Aquarius.
Here comes, yeah, pretty soon it's going to be all the noise bands.
The poles will shift before this is over.
It's only the first hour. None of this was broadcasted. So I want to talk a bit about the show I saw at the Bull and Raven.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
You were there, that's right.
Throw down, Abby.
So how about that Abby's Pizza?
Abby's Pizza is awesome.
You can't beat it.
Yeah. It's too bad that's not going to happen. Well, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen at the bar, but it's a good thing to do. You know, go see a band, but before that, you stop by for pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza. So, yeah, there's a guy in Abbotsford that makes his own dough, and it's really good pizza.
It's amazing pizza. Abbeats.
It's the best 24, pizza in downtown. 24
hours worth the mission. Sponsored worth the drive. Abbeats.
It's the best pizza in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Hands best down. Pizza in Canada.
Yeah. What, do you guys go there often? Or?
As often as I can. I only live 2 blocks away.
Oh. What's your favorite?
Just straight up pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's actually called Diavolo in his Diavolo. Fancy language.
Yeah, it's really amazing. But go back to that show. You play for a week? It's 5 days? Or
a month.
We did one show every week for 4 weeks.
Typically in the industry, it's called a residency, what we pulled. Yeah. We played every Sunday for the month of July.
Oh yeah.
It was nothing short of glorious.
Yeah, in Abbotsford.
It's great. Abbotsford.
But the show I went to was really cute because a lot of the parents were there.
Oh yeah,
that's the best
parent
part.
Show the parent show. Yeah,
that was pretty amazing.
That was the parent show, though.
And I think somebody's grandmother stole my seat.
Oh, that was mine, I think.
Yeah.
Just to put it on the record, my dad crowd surfs at our shows. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
What does your dad do?
Not crowd surfing. Actually, my dad is outside
crowd
surfing the show.
Your dad's
party.
Cool.
Yeah.
Becky,
die.
Your dad's cool.
So, is it awkward having your family there, or is it nice?
Oh, it's the best.
Do they usually come to your show? Is it only shows like that? Oh, do they used to?
Everyone except my parents.
Oh.
And Steven's parents. Oh, no, they've been coming more often.
Yeah, they were there.
My parents are way too cool for me. And I can say that because they're not listening.
No,
right
they're
now.
Homebodies. They're homebodies.
But I love my parents.
Yeah. They've got a great pool. Yeah.
So how does awesome pool. How does the residency feel like? Is it feel weird that you kind of like playing every week? Does it?
It was our calling.
It was a great chance to get good at playing those songs.
Yeah. Do you think of it as like practice, pretty much, for the big thing?
It was an experience in like a practice for the live setting. Certainly, yep. Like you know.
And a lot of
awkward.
People. And some people did came out just to see it, though.
Some people came consistently, Ben.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Every week.
Oh.
Unlike some people.
We got more songs from Music Party. It's like
we're
an hour
get you.
Drive. Actually, I don't know. I ended up going to also Castle Fun Park. That was fun.
Yeah. What? Castle Fun Park he went to.
Oh, hell yeah. Throw now, man. Yeah. Skip school. Go to Castle Fun Park.
Air hockey, pinball, yeah.
I listened to when GSTS from Abbotsford came and played here just a couple weeks ago, or months ago, and they talked about Castle Fun Park, too. In fact, if you're from Abbotsford, there's pretty much nothing else to talk about.
If you're from Abbotsford, it's actually called Wonderland.
Oh!
Because when I was at the Bull and Raven show, I talked about Castle Fun Park, and a bunch of you guys whipped out the card.
Here, take my credit.
We're totally willing to whip it out whenever.
All right.
Let's
we say
get
party
to the next song.
We say die live on CITR.
Hey, do we have time for two or one?
You got time for two.
All right.
Yep. Two more songs from We Say Party. Awesome.
We're playing an old hit from our first record. This song is called Jazz Crabs, and it's for GSTS
too, because
they're here watching. They're going to be here for 24 hours.
I'm feeling the Jazz Crabs.
All right. The song's called Jazz Crabs.
Do it!
Oh, yeah! Song. This song is called There's 666666 Within My Heart.
Oh.
I can't make my body right.
It flew straight into my heart.
Thank you, Ben.
It's the first track off the album, as Lucas said. And he just came in and goes, that's the first track off the album. Very excellent song.
That last song was the first song off our new album.
Thank you so much for coming out. Big show tomorrow night at the Biltmore.
Woo, come on out. Us, Gang Violence, 1120 Doors. Show it.
And you guys are going on tour after this. So
yeah, October 15th.
We'll be in Kelowna.
2 weeks across Canada.
Sweet, sweet. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. It means a lot to
thanks
be
for
here.
Having us.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
For having
well, you know,
Ben.
I love you guys. The show in Toronto, awesome. I keep telling you that.
Only 18 and a half hours left to go for you, buddy.
You're sticking around, though. Can you do an outro?
We want to thank you for having us on your show.
We're
no
effect
now. Kicking it at CITR. For you say party, we say
die.
That was You Say Party, We Say Die. Reflection is up next at 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. I'm going to play some older material. This is Safety Show, as recorded back in 2006.
Great band!
Live on the show.
all dawning nighttime.
Never be No, we're not doing the bunny song.
What are you?
I guess we're doing the bunny song.
All right,
this one's solid.
We have to play it.
This one's for Conan.
Sorry, I'll play.
Yeah, this goes out to Conan O'Brien.
And Marta. Let's join hands and frolic in the forest. We'll see some bunnies who then ignore us. Let's join hands and frolic in the forest. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I want to clear my throat.